Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Price Sisters, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I miss you, my darling, and it seems just yesterday when you told me you loved me, heaven seemed to come my way. It hit me like a warm breeze, bringing cold chills to my skin. Here it goes, it's happening.
Lauren, I'd like to talk with Daxon Lewis for just a minute. I wonder if we might bring him up to the mic.
I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, well, you look like you were having a good time over there. I was going to ask you something. When you play solos, do you generate ideas for solos on the spot?
Yeah, and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
When they don't work?
Well, hopefully you can sell it like you meant to do it.
Daxon Lewis.
I used to always make a grimace, and people said, no, don't do that, don't do that.
Where'd you learn not to do that?
Well, actually, my dad. He said, son, don't do that. People will know when you mess up that way. So now, I guess I tend to smile real big and just enjoy it because the song's going to go on anyhow.
Yeah, well, it didn't sound like a mistake. It just sounded like it was you were having fun.
I was. I'm always having fun doing this.
Yeah, well, you're a wonderful player. Now, I don't know how old you are, and I won't ask. Unless there's someone, are you all curious to know? Yeah, evidently. So how old are you?
I'm 24 years old.
Okay, how about that? You don't play like someone who's 24. You play like someone who teaches 24-year-olds how to play.
Thank you.
I want you to know how much we enjoy you.
Well, I appreciate that more than you know.
Yeah, how about you guys? You're like Dax.
Thank you.
Daxon, where do you come from?
Well, I come from West Liberty, Kentucky. A lot of people became familiar with that area when it was hit with some tornadoes several years back.
Yes.
But it's a lovely small town in eastern Kentucky. I've been in that area my whole life.
And I imagine when something like that strikes a community that small, that everyone's affected,
sure.
Not just the people whose houses get obliterated. And was your family directly hit by any of the storms?
No, we were very blessed. Nothing happened We had some friends that had some issues, but at home we were fine.
Do you remember that day that they're talking about?
Absolutely, I remember it.
Raymond McLean.
We just made instant friends. We made a wonderful musical connection right off the bat. Of course, these young ladies have a lot of talent, but they also have a wonderful attitude and a great work ethic. I frequently tell students that the same things make you successful in school that make you successful in life. If you're honest, if you do what you say you'll do, if you're diligent, if you follow through, if you work hard, you know all the things that go into that. And these young ladies I knew instantly had all those qualities, and plus a lot of talent too. And we're really blessed with some wonderful students at the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music.
And they are blessed with you and the many great teachers that are there. Because that's what we hear them talk about, your students who are on here. They talk so much about how much you nurture them and the things that you teach them that are larger than just learning tunes and learning to play fast or learning to play fancy.
Well, I think there's a lot that goes into having not only a career but a life. And we want our students not only to have the career they want, but to have the life they want. And I just think that's really important.
While we're on the topic of solos, it seems like you're uncomfortable with the cliche solo.
I don't mean it in a bad way, but I guess you could say that. A mandolin style nowadays is great. There's so many talented pickers, and I don't want anyone to think that I don't appreciate that style of playing, because I do, but I particularly like a more traditional style. I guess the Bill Monroe is what I've studied for years now, and I've actually taught some workshops on Monroe style mandolin. I taught at the Monroe Mandolin Camp in Nashville last year, and I'm going back this year, and I'm really am thankful for that opportunity. And I told people that down there that, you know, it's not so much that I want to play like Bill Monroe, but I want to play like me, but I want that influence, because that's really the music that just gets me.
Yeah.
And so I think as I've grown as a musician, I still got a lot more to learn, but I'm learning how to put those influences in my own solos, and so sometimes they come out in a way that pleases me, and sometimes they don't, but but I tried anymore. I used to have really bad stage fright, and I still do get nervous. I'm not really that talkative of a person in general, so I used to be pretty shy, but I try to get better at just enjoying it in the moment and not worrying so much about if I mess up, even though it does bother me and I don't want to mess up. But I concentrate so much when I play that I don't always think to look maybe as happy as I feel. But
at least your mouth doesn't hang open, I tend to.
Yeah, I guess at least I'm not drooling
or
something.
Well, the banjo players are always drooling, right?
So I didn't mean that.
Develop the stages level, right?
Right.
But see, yeah, I guess I put my foot in my mouth when I talk sometimes. But I've tried to just become more confident as a person and as a woman playing this music, and that might sound kind of silly, and I don't mean it, you know, it in any extreme way, but when I was younger, I had some people and even some teachers tell me that, you know, you're getting all these favors because you're a girl and you play, and that really, after I started thinking about it for a while, it really affected me, and just I've gotten over that now, and I'm really glad about it.
Oh, where is my sailor?
studio experience, when you all put this together, was that an experience that you enjoyed?
Yeah, we really did. Lauren and I were nervous going into it because we had studio musicians on it with us, backing us. And a lot of those guys were people that we looked up to on a personal level, and, you know, particularly as far as their musicianship goes.
You can drop some names.
Ronnie McCurry played guitar with us on that. He's the mandolinist in the Del McCurry Band. Alan Bartram, who plays bass with Dale, sang harmony vocals, and Dustin Benson played guitar on that some, and Mike Bubb played the bass.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Charlie Cushman.
Wow. Yeah,
he played banjo on that.
These guys are all pros, and they put you at ease?
Well, yeah.
I mean, aside from the fact that you're playing around your idols, did they make you feel good about what you're doing?
They really did, and that's not an understatement at all. It was amazing to work with them because we were both nervous going into it, but we realized that, you know, these guys, they're here for us, and they want us to tell them what we want and how we want it to sound. And so we realized that, and we did, and they were so helpful. It was a great experience.
Lauren and Leanna, I want to ask you just a couple of questions about being twins.
We're identical twins, but I'm actually about 4 inches taller than Leanna. My hair's longer, and we actually had an older gentleman argued with us a time a few years ago that we could not be twins because our haircuts were different. And bless his heart, he really didn't get it. And at the time, actually, Leanna's hair was even shorter, I think, than what it is now. She had kind of a pixie haircut for a while, and my hair was probably longer, and he just didn't think that we could be identical twins if we had different hair.
Was your height difference more pronounced when you were younger?
I don't think it was so much. It was a little bit, but not quite as much as it is now. And we looked especially alike when we were younger, particularly in elementary school at one point. For picture day, we wore the same outfit and had the same haircuts and had the same teeth missing.
That's a dirty joke. So,
that was not to take long with this little story, but it's funny. It just came to mind. This past summer, I had gotten something in my eye, and it was bothering me for a couple days. And so we were all out in town, and we have to go an hour or so really before we get to a doctor or something. But we were in town, and we just stopped by this optometrist office, and we'd never been there before. But I said, can you please look in my eye? There's something in there. I can't. It's just bothering me. And so they took me back, and I was in the exam room. But meanwhile, we learned that Leanna had come in and was out in the waiting room, and the nurses was like, didn't I just take you back there? Did you change clothes? But that's happened a few times.
We would like to thank our guests, the Price Sisters, for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers with all their help with our production. We thank Whitney Aike for her original music. And we thank all of you for joining us this evening. It was especially wonderful to see your grandma's lovely smile on the front row tonight. Thank you for coming. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I don't know about you guys, but I would like to hear maybe one more tune if they've got it in them. The Price Sisters, folks, thank you all so much for coming and being with us on Red Barn Radio.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Lauren, Leanna, Ruth, Raymond, and Daxon for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky. A UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.